us. Who should read it? Moms and dads, single persons, consecrated persons, the engaged, the recently married, the married with grandchildren, counselors of all stripes, especially marriage counselors, and those who counsel the engaged, priests, especially spiritual directors and confessors, as well as psychologists and therapists. All will benefit enormously from a book that is bound to become standard reference point for the study of temperaments. The book reads quickly. It's chock full of wisdom and common sense, articulated in a user-friendly, entertaining prose. So, it's a great time investment. With a minimum of effort, you will assimilate a wealth of information. Almost every page contains a breakthrough in understanding ourselves and others, and we all know how gratifying that is. The temperament God gave you equips you to smooth out the rough edges of your personality, to become a better communicator with your spouse and your children, and to become a facilitator of harmony amongst family and friends. It will also equip you as never before to cooperate with God's grace in the life project of your transformation into Christ. I know you're going to love this book. May our Lord use every page to help you understand that your temperament is a gift and that He gave it to you for a good reason, so that in and through that temperament you can become a saint. May God bless you. Father Thomas Berg, LCMA, PhD, Sacramento, California, Palm Sunday, March 20th, 2005. Introduction. The temperaments. Isn't that sort of like Catholic astrology? This kind of question often surfaces when either of us gives a talk on the four classic temperaments. Yet the concept of temperament is neither pop psychology nor self-help gimmick. In fact, it has a long and venerable tradition within Catholic spirituality and moral theology. Many great spiritual writers, such as St. Francis de Sales, the very Reverend Adolphe Tanqueray, and contemporary theologian Jordan Oman, O.P., discuss the concept of temperament and how it affects the spiritual life. The concept of the four temperaments, choleric, melancholic, sanguine, and phlegmatic, was originally proposed 350 years before the birth of Christ to explain differences in personalities according to the humors or bodily fluids. And after more than 2,000 years of intervening medical and psychological advancement, the concept of temperament itself, and in particular the classic four divisions, is still referenced by contemporary psychologists, educators, and spiritual writers. Why are we writing about the temperaments, and why should you read our book? Over many years as a professional counselor and speaker on family matters, Art began to realize that there was a place for the study of temperament in contemporary spirituality and psychology. Yet although we found the Christian book market was well stocked with accessible, practical books on temperament for individuals and families, for Catholics, the only book dedicated to temperament was a short pamphlet written by Father Conrad Hawk in 1934 and reissued by the Palatine Fathers. It offered just enough tantalizing insight to whet our appetite for a thorough, temporary, and practical study of the temperaments specifically for Catholics, a study that would show how temperament affects our individual lives, our families, our marriages, and even our spiritual lives. Our book is intended to fill that need. Man is a mysterious union of body and spirit, the only creature on earth that God wanted for His own sake. He's called to greatness. In the Garden of Eden, man was Lord of the world, immortal, gifted with preternatural knowledge and God's own supernatural life. His higher faculties perfectly governed his passions and emotions. That is, his spirit ruled his body. The original unity and harmony within our own persons as well as with one another and with God was disrupted by sin. After the fall, man remains divided against himself, alienated from his fellow man and adrift from God, incapable